Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
No, man, I don't know if you've heard. I don't even know if we can talk about our sponsor on this episode. Shout out Michael Dunlap, already giving us a donation. Is the new my bookie code Mateer?
That's what I was doing. I was just checking my Venmo account, Mike. Looks like my bets came in.
Yeah, so, man, we got a lot to talk about. I was telling Shane off air. I had so much content for this one. I have to actually push some of it to tomorrow's episode. So that's how loaded we are for this episode. But before we get into all of it, Shane, don't forget, all football season long, we are brought to you by MyBookie, John Mateer's favorite website. Go check them out, mybookie.ag. That's the website. Online sportsbook, Shane. And for any new Mateers out there that want to get in on the action, put in that promo code SEC to get 100% instant deposit match today over at my bookie. And you may want to bet the under on Oklahoma because it sounds like the quarterback's getting booted. What's up, brother?
Oh, nut, man. I tell you, it was a hot one, huh? Every time I looked up, it was the other ones. Now, I don't know what's real or fake anymore. You know, at right. First it's AI. Now it's like the editing skills of folks have gotten so, so good. And, of course, there were several of the folks out there trying to get to the root of this source, and apparently it was all fake. But the fact that John Mateer had to come out here and answer these questions about gambling, it's just hilarious. I did not have that on the bingo card this morning, Mike.
And you know what's also what's not a gamble, Shane?
What's that?
Tennessee legend.
Come on!
If you're an Oklahoma fan out there who's got to forget what just happened the last 48 hours, go get you some Tennessee legend. Ask for it at your package store, and you will not be disappointed. You'll be a legend in your own right. You know
that's what? Right. Yeah, they got a website, and I believe you can Venmo them if you needed to purchase anything there. So, but I will say this: if you're coming up to the Smoky Mountains, if you're going to Nashville, Tennessee, make sure your stop is at Tennessee Legend Distillery. A lot of cousins heading that way. Just be sure to mention the show or Cousin Shane or Cousin Mike, and you will get an additional discount and a secret gift. So if you like moonshine tasting, you like good people, the Tennessee Legends where you need to go.
Hey, shout out Michael Riley. He says, I got $50 to Venmo Shane for 13 more miles of why Tennessee is garbage.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what. It's so funny because there's so much news coming in, Mike. We were just talking about this off air. Just it's so nice that football is upon us. You know what I'm saying? It was 3 months ago we were talking about which coach would look good with a beard. It's like we don't have to do that anymore. We got coaches at the podium. They're giving us real information. And my gosh, Mike, we're a couple of weeks away from football action.
Hey, we may need to hook up Mr. Bloodline, Shane. He wants to know if Tennessee Legends is available in Arkansas. If it's
hell
not,
yeah. Go to your package store and just tell them that you got to get some of this Tennessee whiskey sent your way. And I'm telling you, man, get it on the shelves. It's fantastic. I'm not saying I was going here before they were a sponsor, Mike. I'll be at the one in Sevierville. My wife loves these paint and sips. We're going to be up there 7 o'clock this coming up Friday. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to paint. Just go in there, have a couple samplings. But if you want to hang out with this big fat bastard, just come on up there to the Pigeon Forge or Sevierville, Tennessee, and I'll meet you.
All right, Shane. So, hey, on with the show. And again, we're kind of joking, but man, this damn Venmo mumbo jumbo, anybody that missed it, I'm going to throw it up here on the screen. I thought I had it prepared already. Apologies that I don't. But anybody that missed it, hopefully you can see that on the screen. John Mateer, sports gambling a couple times here, November 20th, 2022. Mm-hmm. And apparently the account that shared this is completely bogus. He's not a reporter. That's not even his real image. So that adds a lot of validity to his reporting, right? That everything about him is damn fake as hell. So, but that did start a firestorm. But I think more importantly, Shane, we got word from Mr. Jamatier, future Heisman winner here. He says, these allegations that I once participated in sports gambling are false. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but instead were inside jokes between me and my friends. I have never bet on sports. I understand the seriousness of this matter, but recognize that taken out of context, those Venmo descriptions suggest otherwise. I can assure my teammates, coaches, and officials at the NCAA that I have not engaged in any sports gambling. So, again, Shane, is anything going to come of this? I can almost guarantee you that it won't.
Right.
Because Venmo descriptions, you cannot, you know, there's nothing you can do in a court of law, court of NCAA, court of anything.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and people just, I mean, it was hilarious. People were digging up Arch Manning's Venmos, Diego Pavia's. Hell, I'm terrified to learn if you were even on Venmo what some of your descriptions would be for some of the you know, golf fees, whatever you know. But I don't know what the descriptions are you're putting under those. Again, nothing's going to come of this. But if anything, Shane, it just tells me that there's people out there that really hate them some Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah.
And I think they're scared to death that Jamatier is going to look like $1 million, and they're trying to drag this guy down.
Yeah, somebody said it was Hawkins' dad that released it. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that could be it, too.
But I tell you what, I didn't know this was a thing, honestly. I mean, I use Venmo quite often, and I didn't even really know that you could just jump on there and see whatever. I typically don't send messages, but whenever I did receive one, it's usually an emoji, which now makes sense that there is receipts for all this stuff. But yeah, so immediately when this came out, everybody looked for their quarterback to see if there's anything he Venmo'd. And say what you want, I think Austin, Texas, they had a few down there, so I don't know if that's true or not, but there may have been an excellent troll job.
Yeah. So again, I don't think will come of this. I would be stunned. Hell, there's not even really an NCAA enforcement anymore. If people, you know, I don't know if they realize that or not.
No.
And I mean, look no further than South Carolina. I got more on this in just a second, but hell, they've been waiting for a waiver for a running back. We are mid August here.
Yeah.
And they've been waiting since January. The NCAA is so damn slow. They can't get around to it. So there really is no enforcement anymore. The only enforcement that they're trying to do nowadays is on legal NIL payments.
Yeah.
And this has got nothing to do with that. So again, I don't think anything will come of this, but it was pretty wild that we're so close to football. And now we're digging for alleged transgressions here, you know, for star players.
I know it does. It feels a little political now, but hey, this just goes to show. I mean, this could be used as a tool with these coaches. You know, just be careful what you put out there. I mean, we always said that with social media. Just watch what you say, because it could come back and bite you. It's bit a lot of people. So these players, unfortunately, they have everything under a microscope, Mike. When we were kids, you know, we gambled all the time, but we just had to pay each other cash whenever we met. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a damn receipt attached to it.
Yeah, shout out Liquid. Shaney says, one of the Venmo notes said slapping nuts. I said, there's a cousin. Where's pickle nips when you need them? So, exactly. I mean, it's just a bunch of nonsense in those notes. You know what?
I love it, though. Hey, we're talking Oklahoma football. You know what I'm saying? This time last year, that was not really a hot topic, the quarterback there in Oklahoma, and now it is. And I see a lot of Sooner fans pumped up saying, damn, he's going to win a Heisman now. So I don't know. Whatever needs to be for motivation, I love it. But just the fact that the fans are attacking each other, because every message that's posted, there's three fan bases going at it. That just shows me again that college football is almost here, Mike.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Shane, last thing I got on this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet against Jamatier.
Nice. Well played. Pun intended.
All right, hey, in real quarterback news, Shane, they've announced it here. Alabama's going with Ty Simpson. No surprise if you've been listening to this show. This is to be expected.
Yep.
Ty Simpson, dominant performance here in camp, according to offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb. He opened the press conference today with announcing it. Does this change anything at all for you? Are you higher on Alabama, lower on Alabama, anything at all? Does this change for you?
honestly, Mike didn't even know we had a competition until yesterday. No, it doesn't change anything for me. In fact, it makes, I guess it does give me a little bit more peace of mind that, you know, because Grubb comes out here, and I'm sure you're going to show a clip or two, but when he came out here, he, I guess, enforced what I was thinking was happening at camp. I mean, we've heard rumors that there's no interceptions being thrown and whatever, but I mean, when your OC comes out here and says he was the clear-cut winner, that gives me a little bit more confidence, because you think about the teams that we talk about, national championships, short of, you know, Manning there in Texas, all of them have a track record. All of them have something on paper to look at, and Todd does it. So the fact that your coach is coming out here and saying, hey, the missing piece is solved, yeah, I guess I am a little bit more it's coach speak. It's coach speak. I'm not trying to get the cart in front of the horse here, but it does make me feel a little bit better about the Alabama situation.
Right, and then how about this, Shane? I don't know if you have caught wind of this yet. Ty Simpson was 40-1 to win the Heisman.
Yeah.
Following this news, he's 16-1.
Shit.
To Mike. Win the Heisman. Again, is he the favorite? Certainly not. But, man, at 40-1 odds, if you could have grabbed those up, I would have gobbled those up, because
yeah,
it's Alabama, starting quarterback. Again, he may not be the starting quarterback by midseason, for all I know. But
yeah,
just being in that position, if Alabama's in the playoff, he's going to be likely in the discussion.
Mike, this is what we talked about in the offseason. Now's the time to get those bets in, you know? Now's right. The time to jump on my bookie promo code SEC and get those in there, because this is – games change. If Gunner comes out here and throws 5 touchdowns against Marshall, don't think those odds aren't going to flip tremendously on him potentially winning a Heisman. So if you're thinking right now that your guy may be the guy, get the bets in now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out. We had Jason Bagley here, Shane. He says, the punishment for Oklahoma should be Brent Venables gets a 5-year extension.
Shit stirs. I love it. Cousin Jason, come on, son.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Again, I kind of hit on it, but update here from Shane Beamer on old Rashul Faison here. He missed practice on Sunday. This was after the scrimmage. Mm-hmm. But he says, hey, that was just due to an injury. He was back on the practice field this week. Here's the latest from Beamer on Faison. He was back out there. He's in good spirits. Hope to get some good news on his eligibility soon, but we'll see. Again, very respectful of the NCAA and the job they have. I know they're analyzing other cases besides Sewell's, and appreciate them taking it into consideration, and optimistic that they'll get some news hopefully soon. Shane, we're still waiting on this damn thing.
I know. But if you listen to him, it did seem positive. It did seem like we were getting pretty close to something, but he did kind of plant there at the very end a little seed of doubt. But, yeah, I still feel like Sewell's going to be out there. I think it's just legality right now. It's just there's something, some sort of paperwork they're waiting on or something. But it would not blow my mind if Beamer didn't get tipped that Sewell will be out there.
Does it change anything for you if he's not for Virginia Tech or possibly even Vanderbilt?
Not really, because I feel good about the South Carolina running back room. In fact, Beamer went on to talk in this conference about this is the deepest running back and wide receiver room he's had since he's been there in Columbia. So that gives me a little bit more confidence that they'll be fine even without him, but you definitely would love to have him suit up August 31st.
Right. NCAA. All right. Hey, how about this, Shane? So this was kind of causing waves in the other Columbia. I don't know if you've seen this news, but old Caden Green.
Yeah.
Preseason All-American at guard, another Oklahoma favorite. Caden Green has shifted to left tackle the last couple practices at Missouri. And, you know, read into that what you will, but I think what that clearly states is they were not happy with the left tackle they had. So you're potentially taking an All-American at guard,
yeah,
moving him outside, And, you know, who knows? Maybe Caden Green's an all-American at tackle, too. But what if he's not? And what if your guard is now a question mark? Does this change anything for you with Mizzou? And it's not even so much one position change or anything. It's just, you know, we're still unsettled at quarterback.
Yes.
Now, seemingly, we're unsettled at the offensive line. Does this concern you at all?
Not so much, because Drink has been hinting on this since they started talking. You know, he's I mean, obviously there's the quarterback competition is stealing the news, but he told you the offensive line, the left tackle in particular, was the bigger concern here. So the fact that they've made this move almost feels like they've tried everything else. You know, this was like plan D, if you will, and we're there. So he's going to be moving. What concerns me is, you know, it's the 12th, you know, these guys play here in a couple of weeks. Now, granted, it's against a shitty team. I get that. But continuity is so important on that offensive line, and you've seen it implode on a lot of football teams, a lot of good football teams, the last couple of seasons. So if this is it, if this is your starting five, we're rolling with it, Mike. We're going to make it work. But you got to put talent where talent's needed.
You better get it solved by Kansas. That's all I'm saying. You know what?
I got a book here. Yeah.
Hey, shout out Liquid. Shaney just gifted a membership.
Hell yeah. Come on, cuz.
This time to Marcus Roberts. Marcus, welcome
to the family.
We appreciate you, Liquid. What a guy.
I do. We got to meet Liquid sometime. I'd like to get the cousins together one time, drink some cold beer, and just talk. I mean, some of these Liquid's been around forever. You know what I'm saying? He's heard some terrible shows. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's heard some great ones. I'd absolutely love to hang out with him one day.
I think he's here more than you are.
Yeah, he probably is.
Hey, then one more I wanted to hit you with before we get to the show topic here, Shane.
Yeah.
Kentucky. I don't know if you saw this. You know, it's not that big of a deal it's no deal for this year. But Kentucky just finalized a fourth non-conference game for next season. Shout out to FB Schedules for breaking this news. Kent State will be getting $1.6 million to play Kentucky next year. Yeah. And why I'm even bringing that up, because who the hell cares, right? Kent State, right. One of the worst teams. Kentucky, they got to get their act straight themselves. But what's that tell you? That the SEC is telling these schools, Shane, we're going to be at 8 conference games next year. So that's not official by any means, but given the fact that Kentucky's got a coach that maybe, you know, he wouldn't be the coach if he didn't have a $40 million buyout.
Yeah.
I can't see them spending $1.6 million on a football game they're not going to play. So I don't know. This concerns me that the SEC is, again, we're going to, and again, I'm starting to see people shift, Shane. They're like, they're against the 9th game schedule. I don't really get it. But I think the biggest thing that does, aside from not having obviously conference games and we're missing out on some great games, perhaps. What it really does, Shane, is if we only got 8 conference games, this is how we get schedules like Missouri's, like Tennessee's, like Ole Miss, like Texas, that on paper are significantly easier than Florida and Oklahoma and Georgia. Where the imbalance in the schedule is going to continue for another year.
Mike, I saw Brett McMurphy tweeted this out, you know, talking about the schedule and how many of these teams. I think Virginia Tech, with the AP poll, I think they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 teams that they're going to face this year right now that are in the top 25.
Right.
You know, and then you got teams like, I don't know, what's that shit, Indiana, playing Sycamore, Kennesaw. Oh, wait, we got Rutgers on the schedule. It's like, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Give me Rutgers. We'd have to pay them $2 million to play. You know what I'm saying? So don't sit up there in your chair. This is a Mexican standoff, Mike. We got Sankey. We got the Big Ten commissioner. We got the college football playoffs. They all got guns at each other, and they're trying to figure it out. And that's where we're at. And until something changes, we are not going to change. And if they help us out with the college football playoffs, I guarantee you, Sankey would be the first one to sign up for nine because Disney's going to pay for it. So it's a moot point, but right now we just need – I mean, nothing's going to happen at 25, so I'm not worried about it. How much are they paying them to play Kentucky again?
$1.6
million. Damn. Jeez. Think of all the recruits it could have got for that.
I hate it. I'll tell you that. But you know what I don't hate, Shane?
What's that, my man?
Cousin Glenn giving a donation, Shane.
Bam! There's a donation.
To Migrating Coconuts. Migrating Coconuts.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy Cousin Glenn Warsaw. We appreciate you, Glenn.
Oh, my Venmo account is going off. See, steaming up in there.
And Cousin Rick, we got... Cousin Rick, $20. Not so bold prediction number three. Marcel Reed passes for 3,000 plus yards, and they have a 1,000 yard receiver and running back still baiting the hell out of Notre Dame. Shane, what kind of odds? First of all, thank you, Cousin Rick.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
What kind of odds do you give Marcel Reed to have at least 3,000 passing yards this season?
Oh, man, you know, that's the good number. I don't, you know, because he even joked about being a passer, but I feel like he's took some big steps. I've heard great things in camp. The odds, that's a lot. That's a lot of yards, Mike. I'm going to say 65% chance.
Wow, yeah. You're getting exact here.
61.3. I think that's what your graphic said there.
Here's the deal, Shay. That's what I knew. That is exactly what you're just looking at that. But here's the problem with that.
What's that?
I think A&M's going to be a ground machine.
Oh, for sure.
So, are they going to be throwing it all over the yard if they're leading the SEC perhaps in rushing, maybe even leading the country with that offensive line, brings everyone back with the top three rushers back from last year? It's hard for me to imagine them being pass happy with all those advantages. So I think they'll push the ball down the field, certainly. Yes. But it's hard for me to imagine them having 3,000-yard passer this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, over, I'm terrible with math, but over 200 yards a game. There'll be games I feel like he goes off, but there will be games he'll struggle to get to 100. And I shouldn't say struggle. It just the path of least resistance. Like you said, Texas A&M is going to be a running first football team. It's going to be a defense heavy football team. They're going to play a lot of keep away. And I think that bodes well for wins and losses, but I think it doesn't help Marcel Reed get to 3,000 yards passing.
Now, I just thought of one way it does happen, though, Shane.
Playoffs?
A deep playoff run. And, those statistics will begin to rack up. You know what?
Shit. It's like we're family, Mike. Like I can read your mind.
Well, you know who else is family, Shane?
There he is. Cousin JR has done it again. The legend. Cousin JR has done it twice as nice.
Loop him up.
Shout out JR, Shane. He gifted the elusive cooch.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God.
Elusive. Welcome to the family.
Oh, what a name. We got the nipples one. We got elusive cooch. Man, this thing is off the rails.
But you know who's not off the rails, Shane?
Steven Up, baby. Come on. He's got him a quarterback. Now he feels better.
Showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide. Yeah.
Thank you, Steven.
He's gifted
Carson Caleb Vibes. What a name. Bigly 512. Bear Bear SEC. Jonathan Jeffries 3997. And Drew have all been gifted memberships thanks to Steven Up.
Welcome to the family.
We appreciate you. Oh, and one more. Todd Rasmussen. I butchered that.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool name. Yeah, he's in Germany.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't he write Rasputin? That's Russian.
And yeah. Then, hey, shout out Robert Gonzalez. Shane, give us $5 sports gambling. Cousin Shane, money line versus next Cracker Barrel meal.
Oh, shit. I love it. You know, I love it. I love the cousins. I appreciate y'all piling in here. This is what we've been waiting. We've talked about so much junk here in the offseason. Now it's like, we're here. And you can feel it, man. I mean, I go to work. I'm out in public. I see somebody with a football hat. You know, we're just in conversation about the upcoming season. Like, everybody's undefeated right now. Everybody's on cloud nine, you know?
Hey, Cousin Lou, appreciate you. $5. Sorry, cousin. Trying to get my handle right.
Cousin Lou coming through.
We appreciate you, Lou. And he's got the horns up for you there, Shane.
Oh, yeah. Hook 'em horns. They were on it. Sark was on it. You got any clips on Sark? Because he was – they make theirs difficult. I don't know if you've, like, done research. For some reason, they're the only ones that will not commit to YouTube for some reason. But Sark was pretty pumped up about this last practice, man. Pretty pumped up.
Is that right, Shane?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's a good transition, Shane, to get to the show topic.
What is the show topic? I didn't even look.
I'm ready to upset some fans here, Shane.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready to predict the first loss for every team this fall.
Damn. We ain't even played one game. Mike's talking about the one they lose.
So, Liquid gave us our first donation, Shane.
Yeah.
So, let's jump into Florida schedule. First loss for them Florida Gators. I came prepared for everyone. I know you might need a second to pick yours, but and again, maybe don't do this with, you know, these aren't homer picks. These are like what you think is realistic. First loss for the Florida Gators.
September 13th on the road, LSU Tigers.
Oh, buddy. I know. You love Brian Kelly. Have you not seen the Netflix of him yelling, screaming, and cussing and all that?
Yeah, he's pumped up. This is the year, man. They're going to go to a national championship.
Mm. And then I saw on that other I finally watched that episode, Shane. There's another guy saying it's the year of the Gators. They got me primed and ready for that. So I think you're dead wrong, Shane. I think they beat everybody on that top row. How about that? At LSU, at Miami. Got no respect for Miami. First loss for the Florida Gators, Texas. Mighty Texas coming into the swamp. That's going to be a hell of a game. I think, man, if Florida loses at LSU,
yeah,
I don't think it derails their season or anything.
Right.
But I don't know if they can have a magical season losing that game, if that makes sense, given what they got upcoming. Does that make sense to you?
That's exactly right, Mike, because, Mike, I'm trying to compare it to something. Like say for instance, I rip my pants, right? And because I've done it a few times in my life. It's not a big surprise, but I go home, I'm upset, I sew it up, you know. But I know it's fine, everything's going good, momentum, we're looking good, but deep down inside I know that if I pull one damn string, this thing's going to come back apart. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's kind of where we're at with the Florida Gators. We have all this momentum. Everybody's pumped up about DJ Lagway. Everybody's pumped up about these receivers, the running back room, the defense that's coming back. Like, everything is moved to the center of the table. This is the time for the Florida Gators. And if that comes undone week three, I feel like it violently comes undone. Miami is not off the board. Texas is off. You know, A&M, there is a real opportunity that if you lose that first one, you're not blown away that they lose the three after that. So that's why I'm with you. I feel like if Florida is going to have a loss, it needs to be pushed later. Hell, October would be ideal. Or never, but
never. Yeah, that ain't happened. You know
what? Oh, shit.
All right. How about shout out? Jason Bagley, he gave us a donation, but I don't know who his team is. Let us know, Jason.
Do Texas A&M. We had Rick gave us 20.
Okay, A&M. Yeah, I got a good one here for A&M, Shane. What do you think the first loss for Texas A&M is this fall?
First loss, I would say, shit, Mike. I would say, damn, it's one of the two. I'm going to go Auburn. I'm going to go Auburn here.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm high on A&M, right?
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to be, you know, two head over heels here for the Aggies.
Yeah.
And Steven just cannot stop hyping up Notre Dame. So I'm saying going into Notre Dame, that's a prove it game. A&M goes into Notre Dame. We had Brett Ciancia pick six previews on here too. He says that's basically a playoff game.
Yeah.
If A&M goes into Notre Dame, which is, again, I don't really have a lot of respect for them, but they are preseason top 10. If you go into a preseason top 10 building and you beat them, then I think A&M will start opening some eyes and there will be belief that they could be a playoff team.
Yeah.
But you got to go, earn that before I just give it to you. So I'm going Notre Dame.
And see, I'm torn between those two. If I'm being really honest here, Mike, I think there's a loss in there. I just don't know which of the teams it is. It would make sense on the road as opposed to after a bye at home. But
right.
I'm a little higher on Auburn, and I will never on this show predict Notre Dame to win a freaking football game. So,
if I'm an Aggie, I mean, hell, I don't want to lose any of these games. But if I did, I would rather lose the Notre Dame game.
If you're a homer, I mean, like, you think this is your year, which game are you looking at? Because I did see Rick said LSU. So is that too unrealistic? Because I'm not saying that they're not going to be favorites in all the games until that one.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking that too. If they beat Notre Dame,
yeah,
I expect them to beat every team before that LSU. And hell, I'm not saying they can't beat LSU, but at LSU at night, probably, I think that would be the next one I'd circle.
Whew, Mike, I feel you. If A&M comes out of September undefeated, buy your tickets now, boys and girls, because they are all the way back.
All right, how about, I'm trying to go through the donations, see who giving it to us. So how about JR, the legend, Shane, hell them dogs. Whose is the first loss for Georgia this year?
Probably September 13th, Tennessee Vols. No. First loss, I would say, shit, Mike, I told you I'm high on them dogs. I'd probably say, I don't know. I don't see one on here. I can't pick one. I think Georgia more likely to go undefeated than lose a game.
What? Well, you don't see a loss here? They lost three games last year.
Don't get me wrong. I can see a loss, right? I see
Alabama. Pick the one the most likely then.
Texas, November 15th.
Yeah. I think that's the one most people, but I think even a Georgia fan will tell you, I'm going with September 27th, Alabama. Alabama owns their ass. So until they beat them again,
yeah,
I'm picking Alabama as the first loss here.
That would make sense. I don't know. Maybe it's me just being high on the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't see – if I were gambling, Mike, and I was going against every one of these teams, let's just say straight up, no spread, no nothing like that, I would pick Georgia in every single one of them. Just because Alabama and Texas are going to be at home, same with Ole Miss, you know. So then the road game, maybe the Auburn matchup, there are some tricky landmines. And I do think Georgia drops one, potentially two, most likely one this season. I can't sit here and say, well, it's definitely going to be this team. I just know that it probably will happen.
Wait, did it concern you at all? It's 1 year, and hell, they won the SEC. I feel like I got to say that every time we talk Georgia. But they looked pretty mortal. Ole Miss whooped their ass.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech, remember, pushed them to, what, 8 overtimes?
Yeah.
Florida was – that was a ball game in the fourth quarter with a walk-on quarterback. Tennessee was up 10-0 on them. Of course, they crushed Tennessee in the end. But I don't know. Georgia just looked more mortal than they ever have. You know, this ain't – I don't know if this is Georgia 2-3 years ago. I really don't.
And it's – I mean, that was a special team. So right. When you start looking at some of these teams that historically recruit 5-star all over the place, I feel like you're going to have a good group. You're going to have a bad group. But the nice thing about Georgia is there's such a quick turnaround. This isn't something that is going to marinate down in Athens for 3 or 4 years. It's like, okay, the last group, not so good. This new group, though, I feel like maybe takes that step forward. It's just they got the pieces, and if you're looking at On3 or 24/7 or whatever recruiting site you're on, it's like, yeah, you keep recruiting this way, eventually you're going to win a national championship again. So I just feel like they're right there on that bubble.
And who knows, could be Kentucky.
No, it's not Kentucky.
Hey, shout out Jason Bagley again. Sorry, I didn't realize your team there. It's Missouri, Shane. So He gave us a donation. Let's do Missouri. Who is the first loss this season for Missouri? And don't you say undefeated again.
Oh, man. Well, I got it between two teams here, and they're both at home.
Ooh.
But I'm going to go Alabama here. I'm going to go October 11th, first loss, Alabama.
How about this, Shane? I want you to try to guess mine, but let me give you a clue. I didn't realize what a shitstorm of a rivalry this was. You know, we've interviewed people from both sides. I just thought they were just kind of like dismissive of each other, but these fans are like at each other's necks, and I think this is a critical, critical game for both of these programs this year. Who do you think, and it's not the one you picked, who do you think I'm talking about?
That's pivotal this year?
For both programs, yeah.
This particular game, or I mean Auburn. Shit, I don't know. I mean,
South Carolina, buddy.
Pivotal.
Hell yeah, it is. Whoever loses that game, I guarantee you, is not going to the college football playoff. South Carolina and Missouri, lose this game with the remaining schedule each of those got, I'm eliminating you that day.
Yeah.
You're eliminated in my mind. Not in reality, but in my mind, you're eliminated. That's how big that game is. I think South Carolina takes it this year.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, and it is. I love this. This is one of my favorite matchups, and I hate that it's kind of early in the season. I wish this one was played a little bit later, because I can see what you're saying. This being kind of that game, that play-in game for a college football playoff spot, it could be. And I hate that it's, again, not at the end of the year. But you lose, you have no room for error anymore, because – I'm with you. At the end, when the college football playoffs picking teams, they're going to kind of circle this game and say, well, these two teams played and this is what happened.
Right. Hey, shout out to RBS Bentley. Shane, you're right, Mike. Georgia did lose 3 last year, but 2 of those losses are now home games.
Just saying.
I think Kirby's going to get after Bam at Ole Miss at home. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something was off there, Shane. And again, they won the SEC. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it just, I don't know. They got kind of dominated up front by Notre Dame. I can't unsee that. They got dominated by Ole Miss in the line of scrimmage. I can't unsee that. I never thought we'd see that. But I think it's the NIL have an effect on old Kirby and company.
Very possible, you know. I mean, very, very possible here. I love this schedule. I know it's tough, but they are correct. The games that you think that Georgia could lose, all 3 of those are at home. Right. And I feel like that's why Kirby wasn't bitching out Sankey at media days.
And the fact Tennessee seems shaky at best right now.
Yeah,
that makes the schedule even more favorable, because normally you're like, well, that's a damn hornet's nest, but it's
and
probably
having
not.
Them early. Yeah, I mean, and having them early in the season, I think if this Tennessee-Georgia game would have been the second one to the end, then maybe we have us a ball game. But, yeah, I feel like Georgia kind of got a good one here.
All right, so, hey, for Steven Up, Shane, Bama, first loss for the Crimson Tide will be
September 27th, them Georgia Bulldogs.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think. Don't get me wrong. I feel like this will be a better Alabama team than it was last year.
Yeah.
But I don't think Georgia is going to play as bad as they did the last time they met. But I don't know. It's a curse. Maybe it's a curse that's just going around. But who do you got for Bama?
Shane, have you not heard Ty Simpson's Heisman odds? Dude, this is going to sound crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because I like them to I mean, they're going to dog whip Florida State, all the trash you're talking. I got them beating Georgia. I think Alabama, and if I'm telling you they're going to beat Georgia, it's hard to pick a loss on here.
Yeah.
Give me Missouri, at Missouri. I think that'll be one of the biggest home games in Missouri history. And hell, I say they lose to South Carolina. This is how you get back in that playoff conversation. If you win a game like that, all of a sudden that negates a loss like a South Carolina. So, man, give me Missouri. I think that'll be Bama's first loss. How about that?
Ooh, that's a good one, man. You piss them off with South Carolina, and you bring them back with Bama. Well played, Mike. Well played. What about Gatlin Bivens, $5 donation? I want to know who y'all think Mighty Arch and Texas will fall to.
San Jose.
Brother.
Week one?
I mean, that's... Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's where I want to go, kind of. I don't think it's the end of the season if they lose up there, but it ain't going to be there. Give me November 15th, Georgia Bulldogs after the bye week. Texas going to – I think they'll beat Ohio State. And I'm not just saying as a homer. They had quite a bit – you can't sit here and say Texas had all this turnover and then not acknowledge exactly what Ohio State just put in the NFL. So I feel like these are two teams that will be growing. I just think Texas will be better prepared, and I think they're more talented. So give me Georgia, November 15th.
Yeah, Ohio State is not going to be easy. That's going to be a hell of a showdown.
Yeah.
But I like Texas in that one. You know, I think I'm very high on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this DJ Lagway shenanigans, though, it's got me concerned a little bit about them. So all of a sudden, one of their trickier games, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
How about we put a Venmo on it, Shane? Oklahoma's taking down Texas. That's the one I'm going with. I think Oklahoma, I've already predicted it this offseason. I think they swing it back in their favor.
I like it. I like it. We should Venmo that. Like, which
let's
one?
Venmo a bet.
You want Venmo a bet? Let's do it. It seems you're saying Oklahoma. I'll Venmo $10 that it won't be till Georgia. So Texas will not lose a game until Georgia. I'll Venmo you $10 if I'm wrong.
Yeah. All right, we could just do that game.
Oh, just – oh, shit. Well, yeah.
I'm that confident that Oklahoma's –
You want to make a little more money? 50? Yeah. You want to do 50? Let's do 50.
Okay. And Cousin Glenn, he gave us a donation. So let's do Oklahoma, Shane. First loss for the Oklahoma Sooners. Will they even have one? I'm not sure. But where's that first loss for Oklahoma?
Texas. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody knows I'm high on Auburn, and there's a part of me, but it feels like classic Hugh Freeze will screw that up somehow, right? They'll have a whole bunch of momentum, and Oklahoma beats them. So I feel like the first loss, and Sooner fans are probably excited about that. I mean, at this point in that case, they're 5-0 going into that game, which we will be at if they're undefeated. But I'm going to go Texas Longhorns is the first loss.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out if I'm predicting it'll beat Texas. Then I was like, well, geez, where are the losses at?
Yeah.
Michigan, I don't think is a loss. Auburn, everybody knows by now what I think of old Hugh, so that's not a loss. South Carolina, I'm heavily considering.
Uh-huh.
But I think that Sooner magic just keeps on rolling through, Shane, so I don't know how you feel about this one. But I'm going to say, I'm trying to look at the date here, November 1st, Shane, Tennessee, Neyland Stadium. It's a house of horrors. Even though I'm down on Tennessee, you know they're gonna defend the home field. And if Oklahoma comes in there undefeated, buddy,
brother,
that crowd's going to be insane for Josh Heupel and company. You know what?
Dude, I mean, you know, they talked about how insufferable Texas fans were. Give me an undefeated Oklahoma late in the year. I'd like to see how bad that is.
But, I mean, that's – could you see that happen in Tennessee? I mean, at home.
Brother, anything could happen, honestly. I mean, we joke, but, I mean, you can sit here and you can easily convince me that Oklahoma is undefeated going into that Tennessee game. That doesn't blow my mind. Now, you look at the history of rivalries and the history of some of these matchups. Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I am telling you, man, Oklahoma team is a lot better than they were last year, and Tennessee is not as good as they were last season, in my opinion. Still early, but, I mean, as thin as Tennessee is in certain areas, I worry about depth later in the year. So you could argue either way. I just feel like this is a game that Josh Heupel and company have made personal, and I feel like coming to Knoxville is going to be a tough one. So, yeah. It definitely could see a loss there.
And is it absolutely crazy? Again, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but Oklahoma goes 6-0.
Uh-huh.
They lose to Tennessee. If Alabama's who I think they are, that's in Tuscaloosa, likely a loss. And then they lose one of Missouri, LSU, and don't make the playoff after starting out 6-0.
Oof.
I don't think that's impossible, and I don't even think that's that crazy to say that could happen.
I'd probably fire somebody for that, though. You make it all the way there, and then you can't close out. We can't Mike Elko this thing, you know?
All right, how about we haven't done LSU, Shane. Your LSU Tigers, apparently. Mm-hmm. First loss for the Tigers.
I mean, I would pick Clemson just because, I mean, yeah. Coach Kelly, but I don't like Clemson. I can't stand Dabo, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say the first loss will be on the road to Oxford. I think Lane Kiffin, I feel like he's kind of got that number, you know?
Right.
I probably shouldn't say that because there's been some losses there, but I feel like that's going to happen this year. So LSU starts strong. We get excited. They're making the run, and then all of a sudden they hit a speed bump here with Ole Miss.
I don't think saying Clemson, though, is a vote of confidence in Clemson. No. I think it's a lack of confidence in LSU. So go out there, prove us wrong. That's I have to say Clemson until further notice. You know what?
It seems like it's just a good bet, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's like – You're playing the roulette and it keeps hitting red. If it hits red four times, you don't put money on black. You keep it on red because it's hot. So I get where that's coming from. And until it changes, I'm right there with you.
And shout out cousin Gunner Ward, Shane. He's a big Gunner. LSU guy. He just gifted a membership to Matt Hookham. Matt, welcome
to the family.
And I think we've already had this conversation. Gunner's probably already regretting it since we're talking about this damn Clemson game. But I think apologies if I'm repeating talking points here. But hell, if LSU beats Clemson, all of a sudden, I think LSU shoots into the top five and they are one of the favorites to win the national championship. Just if we're solely basing it on what have you done in 2025, it'll be the winner of this game and the winner of Texas, Ohio State. Those will probably be the two favorites to win it all entering week two, don't you think?
If LSU beats Clemson, and I'm talking out both sides of my mouth right now, just because I didn't want to say Clemson, but if they beat Clemson, LSU doesn't lose another football game till November 8th in Tuscaloosa. And that's the only game they lose this year in the regular season. That's how confident I am. LSU's back, baby. LSU is, they're back. All the way back. What are you? You're finding a video that discredits me? You're doing a little too much.
Hold on. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Oh, gosh. You about to play something? Shane, don't jinx him. I don't know. See, look, Mike, you got me muted or something. I guess all that positive talk about Coach Kelly. Which, let me go back. Since Mike is figuring out his computer, let's go over here to Can you hear me?
Can anyone hear Shane or me? I can't hear anything right now.
I can hear you. You've got us turned down. So LSU, true talk here.
Shane. Okay.
If LSU beats Clemson, I mean, there's no way in hell they're losing to the Florida Gators. I don't think they're losing Ole Miss, which I think takes a big step back. South Carolina could be a tough one. Depends on what officiating's there. But honestly, until you get to Texas A&M, that Alabama, Texas A&M, that is where I see LSU having a problem. The main thing with me and A&M is I feel like they can slow down the chains. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. This is going to be a slow, methodical game. And we've seen Coach Kelly kind of crack under pressure when it's not a little bit of a shootout. So can you hear me, Mike?
I missed everything you said up until that shootout.
Such a great point. I was trying to read your lips.
And I was like, no, this is not going to work.
No. Like Tenacious D, you know, this. You didn't hear the song, but I can give you the tribute.
All right. Speaking of a tribute, Shane,
Everybody knew I was freaking railing. I'm surprised. I'm just reading the fucking schedule, you know.
How about Arkansas, Shane? I mean, hell, you talk to a Razorback, they're pretty fired up about camp. Taylen Green looks like $1 million. They got emerging running backs. But where's that first loss for them Razorbacks?
Oh, Jesus. This is third week, Ole Miss. And I pray to God it's not the second week with Coach Lyle down there in Arkansas. But I feel like Lane Kiffin will get him. He's had his number. So September 13th.
Yeah. No, that's the game I went with as well. But is there another game? Because, again, yes, they're going to be on the road. They're going to be underdogs. But that series, Shane, Ole Miss, Arkansas, it's often given us some wild, wild games and some unpredictable outcomes. So I'm not sitting here saying you can't win it. If I had to go a second option, hell, I hate to do it, but I'd probably say Notre Dame again.
Oh, man. Second option is...
Or Tennessee? They own Tennessee.
No, it'd be Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Arkansas. I love Arkansas fans, but... Shit, I'm going to be real with you, Mike. I'm a little worried about this upcoming season.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Taylen Green makes it the entire season. I really don't. He can't run around like he did last year, and I feel like he will. He'll have to. But, you know, I've seen a lot of the big uglies come out here, these Arkansas boys. They keep putting them on the podium, you know.
Right.
Probably one of the – I mean, it's worse than me reading the phone book like Cousin said earlier here, you know. But maybe they're just trying to boost that morale. Maybe they're trying to get that confidence out there. But I'm very worried with Arkansas. And I feel like the wheels fall off earlier than later this season.
Well, I already knew things were bad, Shane, but it really was put on display for me.
Yeah.
With all the groomers and just how, like, literally every Arkansas fan I saw was like, can we get them? You know what I mean? Like, if they're already eyeing stuff like that, that lets you know where you're at. Shout out Clint, Cousin Clint. Cousin Shane, get Cousin Shane a cookie and some orange juice. He's having a diabetic seizure. Call on the Tigers like that.
Dude, I freak out when you go out, man. It's like I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, do we got a video we can play?
All right, shout out. How about Auburn, Shane? You're Auburn Tigers. What's the first loss for Auburn?
First loss for Auburn. I would probably say, I told you I feel bad about that September 20th. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to stick with it. It just feels like a classic Hugh Freeze loss there. They start out 3-0. They're hot as fire. And then all of a sudden, they shoot themselves in the foot. So I'll go Sooners here.
Man, everybody in the comments saying Baylor. I want to...
Don't do it.
I mean, I'm leaning heavily towards Baylor, but I'll give him some respect. Because all I'm hearing out of camp, Shane, is, man, this defensive line, buddy. We didn't realize how good these defensive backs were. I heard someone else say today, Shane, that Jackson Arnold's got, you know, he's got so many weapons, he won't even know what to do with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, it's the hype train is off the rails. This is what Auburn does, and I'm not going to poo-poo on the party here. So I'm going to say they beat Baylor, but 100%, I'm right there with you. Hell, if I'm saying Oklahoma's doing all these great things, I have to say at Oklahoma is likely the first loss for Auburn. And, again, that's a winnable game for Auburn. Yeah. Should have beat them last year. But if you were to tell Auburn fans you could guarantee them 3-1, I think they'd take that because of the back half, there's a lot of wins there, I think, potentially.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying that it's impossible. We talked to, what's his name, Mike down there in Media Days.
Yeah, Mike Gittins.
Yes. And we talked about just how important a hot start is for this football team, because during that little stretch at Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia, Mizzou stretch, you get past that, man, it's like the light opens, you know, like you could see the finish line. Just got to close out. I'm not saying there's any easy games. There's some sneaky games, but very winnable games for Auburn. And then you're rolling in there in the Iron Bowl with a potential 8-9 wins. Come on now. Tell me what Auburn fan wouldn't sign up for that. Come on.
Yeah, they might make a bowl game, like you said. All right, how about Tennessee? We haven't done Tennessee yet, Shane.
Uh-huh.
First loss for the Vols. Do they even have one?
Maybe the SEC championship? I don't know. No, it's Georgia, September 13th.
Yeah.
This is one of those, I mean, until you beat them twice, it's like I can't see it happening. So yeah, give me Georgia here.
Yeah, Georgia, that's kind of the easy one, but let's spin it this way. What is
no,
going
don't
to,
spin it. That's the only loss I want to talk about here.
No. What has to happen for Tennessee to win that game this season?
Oh, okay. Well, Gunner has to suck. I feel like pressure. You kind of saw this with the Notre Dame game, man. They were able to have relentless pressure back there in the back. They lived in the backfield, which kind of blew my mind.
Right.
And Tennessee has the ability to do that, create chaos in that backfield. So if you can make Georgia one-dimensional, and obviously whichever quarterback Tennessee goes with truly is the guy, I mean, it is at home. Crazy things have happened. And if you are correct and you feel like Georgia is not decaying but taking a step back, I feel like that would be the moment for Tennessee.
Liquid says Tennessee's first loss was Nico.
Damn you, Liquid. All right. No more. I ain't having a beer with his ass now. Not with jokes like that.
But no, I do, based on what I'm hearing, Shane, I think it will be, and this is not like a bold take or anything, I think it will be Aguilar. And I think that says more about Merklinger not being ready and McIntyre
maybe not being
physically ready.
Do you think that? I mean, I heard Pikales talking today, and I mean, he made some good points. I mean, not only is he good looking, but he's a smart fella. Uh-huh. And he started talking about Merck going through two spring practices and knowing this playbook and honestly having an advantage. It's not like John Mateer, who came over here with his coordinator. This is a guy that knows the system. And, you know, maybe that's why he's pushing Aguilar so much. But I think at the end of the day, somebody asked me who would I put money on. And I want to say Aguilar just because of game experience, because you're not going against Southwest Arkansas State. You know, you're going against Syracuse, which could beat you. So I feel like Hopple's going to roll with a guy that's had some punches already.
Yeah. Well, speaking of punches, remember Shane Beamer wanted to punch old Bielema. How about South Carolina? First loss for the Gamecocks.
I would say on the road, Mizzou. I think I already said that in the other one. So, that one, and if that one doesn't, I'm afraid of the October 11th LSU game.
Yeah,
so
that's the one I went with at LSU.
Yeah,
again, that's probably maybe number one, aside from Clemson, of course, maybe number one on South Carolina fans' list of wins they most want this year after last season, getting robbed, should have beat LSU. But, you know, we don't have to rehash that anymore. It's 2025. But, hell, I do think even though that's so high on your list, if you go 5-1 to open, I believe most South Carolina fans would sign up for that.
Hell, yeah, they would. Absolutely, man. Again, South Carolina's got one of the toughest roads. We opened the show talking about how tough their schedule is with the top 25s. They end the season. This is one of those teams that ends the season 9-3 like they did last year. You got to put them in my opinion. I think they should have been last year. I feel like they should be in this year. The fact that they're already starting so high, Beamer talked about this in a minute, it makes things easier at the end of the season when you're trying to get into the playoffs. But, yeah, there's some losable games, but there's also some manageable and winnable games here that maybe years past you couldn't have penciled in.
I mean, it is so wild, Shane. It's possible. I don't think this is like a crazy take either.
Yeah.
I think South Carolina could beat two top five teams.
Yeah.
Whether that's LSU, which I don't think is there, but you do. Alabama, which I think is there. Maybe Clemson, which we both don't respect, but you know they'll fill up on those ACC cupcakes. South Carolina could beat multiple top five teams and still finish like 10-2.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not absurd, is it?
Nope. It is not absurd at all. Neither is my love for Stephen Up. Stephen Up gifting a membership to Alexander Fields. Alexander, welcome to the family.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
Blake Queen coming through as well. Don't you wish that evil on me, Ricky. I'll be there. Go Cox. Whoa, man. One of my favorite movies, one of my favorite memes, obviously, Talladega Nights there. And not to be outdone, them Longhorns coming through. This is ACV gifting another membership. This one going to August Vance. August, welcome to the family.
We appreciate you.
Courtesy of ACV. That sound like it?
All right, how about Ole Miss, Shane? First loss for them Ole Miss Rebels.
Oh, well, you should never schedule Georgia. No, I'm just kidding. First loss for Ole Miss will be, golly, because I picked LSU to beat Ole Miss, I guess October 18th, Georgia Bulldogs. But I mean, September 27 obviously could happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going between them and Georgia. They're going to lose one, if not both, those games.
You just completely overlooking Kentucky?
Yeah, of course.
Kentucky beat them last year.
I'm more worried about Georgia State than I am Kentucky.
All right, I said LSU for this one.
Yeah.
Because I just think, even though I'm not that high on LSU, I'm not that high on Ole Miss either. So I'm trying to be consistent there. How about Vanderbilt? Where would be the first loss for the Commodores?
September 6th, Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. What did this man do to you? Got this bad mojo out there for you.
Nothing, man. I was a Diego Pavia fan. I still am. You know, I absolutely loved him in that Netflix series. But I would probably say I just feel like this is more of a Vanderbilt coming down to earth type scenario. And so, yeah, I think Virginia Tech gets him.
No. Hell no, Shane. But South Carolina will. South Carolina owns their ass 16 in a row, I believe. So, you know, the fact that Diego Pavia's got it circled, that's nice. Yeah. But it's in Williams-Brice, so good luck with that. I think it's South Carolina week three.
Yeah.
They got to get revenge with Georgia State there.
Cuz asks, how does one become a member? If you want to be a cousin, it's in the show notes. Just got to scroll down and there'll be a link. And for $4.99, you can hang out with the cool kids.
All right, final two here, Shane. Kentucky, first loss for Kentucky.
Toledo. No, I'm just, no. I'm messing with you, Kentucky.
Okay, Simonton.
No. No, it's Ole Miss. September 6th. Ole Miss Rebels take it to them. I feel like if maybe they would have lost that game last year, there'd been a shot, but not this season. They got bulletin board material, so give me them Rebels.
One of the wildest stats in the SEC, Shane?
Yeah.
Kentucky's not won a home game in an SEC game at home.
Yeah.
In like two seasons. Zero home conference wins. This is mighty Kentucky. Well, I guess they're not mighty anymore, but for a time there, they were pretty mighty. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now they can't win a damn conference game at home.
Look at Rick offering tickets to the Red River. Hey, I told you, Mike, if they're undefeated, we're there, ain't we, Mike?
They're not going to be undefeated. I don't think so.
Oh, damn. Damn. See? Here you just put the I think it will be. I think it will be.
Last one, Shane. Mississippi State, first loss for the Dogs.
Oh, shit, guys.
There's a reason we save these to the end.
I know. Part of me wants to go Southern Miss, but I'm going to go week two, Arizona State. Have you heard that Dillingham?
Southern Miss.
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Arizona State, I think.
Don't sleep on Southern Miss, man. Don't sleep on them. But, yeah, he was over there bitching about not having an indoor facility. I love this guy. I can't wait for him to come over here in the SEC. He's going to be awesome.
You know who else is awesome, Shane?
Forrest Whittle.
Remember for a month. Kentucky finishes fourth in the MAC, he says.
Ooh, shots fired. Oh, I love it. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate
all right.
it.
So we went through all 16, Shane. Any other things before we hop off the line?
No. Well, reminder, tomorrow morning, 7:30, SEC Hangover. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about season openers, how important, kind of a little bit of what we talked about today, but about who must win their first game. So we're going to have some fun. Plus, I got some fun little videos on John Mateer. So you Oklahoma haters, be there. Be there bright and early in the morning.
Yeah, shout out JP for getting this together. Gunner Ward, Clint Mugick, Blake Queen, ATV324. Oh, those are only some of them, Shane. Michael Dunlap, Liquid Flames, Jason Bagley, Glenn Warsaw, Cousin Rick, Cousin JR, Steven Up, Robert Gonzalez, Cousin Lou, R.S. Bailey, Gatlin Blevins, Say Some Shift. Thank you for each and every one of you.
I appreciate you. Absolutely.
All right,
And yes, thank you, JP. Yeah, just putting that stuff together behind the scenes. Executive producer. Appreciate you, cuz.
Yeah, thank you to each and every one of you. Appreciate you, Shane. We appreciate all of y'all for hanging out. We'll catch you tomorrow on the next one. Until then, we'll see you.
See you, guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.